This is Damo's Recovery Session. Coat Tire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or
coatire.com.au. Nice to see you, Damo.
Hello, Jim, and nice to have you back. And you too, Coco.
Hey, haircut, how are you? All right?
You've had a busy start to 2018 and you needed a bit of time off and you're back.
Mentally stuff, yeah,
It wasn't long enough, Damo. It was my only complaint about it.
You only started in early June, didn't you?
Yeah, and that's too early. Yeah. Nick Natanui is done for 12 months. Where are we at?
Yeah, look, they haven't officially released that, Jim, but the club was so open, weren't they, yesterday with how that unfolded. And the emotion attached to it was real. And you could hear it in the voice of Adam Simpson, couldn't you? One of the interviews he did. And he did a couple post-match. Was with David King on Fox Footy. And for those who are just, I suppose, still catching up with the magnitude of Nick Natanui doing a second knee inside 2 years, Adam Simpson, his coach, you can hear it in his voice.
We don't know yet, but it doesn't look great. So I've got our fingers crossed for him. It's, you know, just unfortunate. It's his other knee, so let's put a bit of a dampener on the environment. But I'm really proud of the players today to get it done after a bit of a shaky start, and then to respond the way they did. I'm just really proud.
How's Nick in himself? How's his spirits? How's he feeling?
This is the thing, you know. He's such a loving person, and you know, no one ever says a bad word about Nick Nat. So he's resilient. He'll be okay, but bit of pill to swallow at the moment.
This one's affected you, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, I'm not very good at this stuff, dealing with it. But I think you've got to show your emotion at footy club, and that's what we're all about. And we're here to support him, and you know, support the players around him.
So much to take out of that. He's resilient and he'll be okay. Yes, he is and he will be. But when it happens on the eve of the 2016 final series, Jim, as it did with him, and that affected him, it took the Eagles out of the running for that year's flag. And we know they played that year's first final, the elimination final, against the Bulldogs, who beat them and went on to win it. So that's where they were shaping up at that point of that season themselves to go all the way. So it does have an impact. He's been back this year. As always, his numbers, if you compare them, just kicks, marks, handballs, even hit-outs with others, they're just so-so, aren't they? But it's the impact and effect and presence he has on that ground for that team that I feel, and while other people are saying that Scott Lysette will replace him, Bill, or not so much replace him, but stand
one,
up.
Number one priority now, Scott Lysette.
Yeah, he is. I feel it's premiership ending, the way the impact of Nick Natanui goes on West Coast.
But also great to watch as a football supporter.
Yeah.
You know, and we all love him, as I said. So that is really devastating for him.
They were good, and we'll get on to the good side of what they did yesterday soon. But just while we're packaging up some... Yeah, MCG was looking all right for the Eagles yesterday. Just on the injuries, Jim, and we started with injuries, so we may as well continue. Paddy Ryder has gone down for the Port Adelaide team, and I've got a pretty strong view they cannot do anything of significance this year without him. So it's an adductor or groin type.
How long are we?
Yeah, look, they're still yet, a bit like West Coast, yet to officially release it. It's going to be at least one and maybe two, and Bill, it could be three or four. So that's the issue they've got as well. We know
he's got
an ongoing Achilles issue. Yeah, Robbie Gray, there's going to be an outcome for the person who sling-tackled him to the field, Ryan Niehaus, who I feel should go straight to the tribunal on that one. There's a scope, Jim, for it to be left at 2 weeks, which will be the match review officer's adjudication. But there's part of the assessment on that that can make it a severe act, and as such, it would go to the tribunal. I think that one should... Yeah. Go to the tribunal.
It's a bad one.
I think it's a 3 week as a minimum, just as much to send a message to the competition. And just one other big injury, which crept up on people who noticed Jack Viney not out there, and then Simon Goodwin post-match on the weekend saying that he's had a recurrence of his foot problems. And Jack today has spoken and has admitted that there's a month on the sidelines at least for him.
Jack Viney.
So at least four weeks at this stage. Progressively getting a little bit sore over the last couple of weeks, and decided to get a scan on it. Early signs of bone stress, so we're onto it much earlier, which means hopefully I'm not missing as much football.
It all gets back to him being rushed back and him choosing to, along with the other people at the club last year, to get himself ready for the final rounds in which they were expecting, hoping to make a final series. We know that didn't happen. We also know that in rushing back, and we talked about it at the time, it set him back and aggravated the already existing problem. Now, the same foot is what's at play here. It's a different problem.
Same bone.
Same part of the bone or same part of the foot. So, ultimately, rushing him back last year futilely has now cost him opening 8 games of this year and another chunk of footy now. And again, a bit like Ryder with Port Adelaide, Jim, a bit like Natanui with West Coast, I can't see Melbourne daring to go as far as they potentially could in their wildest dreams without Jack Viney
really?
Part of it.
I don't have him as vital as the other two, to be honest. I love how he plays, but I think they've got some pretty good inside mids in pretty good form.
Racial.
We'll talk to him about him in just a sec. But you, Bill,
yes,
capable, not as hard as some others in our caper, but capable of jumping on the back of other people's ideas and claiming them as
which
your own.
I admit
but where I will give you credit is you were, the first I heard anyway, very early in the season to say, Max Gawn will win the Brownlow. He was, only saw the first half of that game, Purple. He was as dominant a ruckman as I've seen since
Gary Dempsey.
Gary Dempsey since Simon Madden. He just controlled that game in a way that was awesome to watch.
So did you say you only saw the first half?
Yeah, so I saw him clunking defense, you know, going back in the hole.
Yep.
Then I saw his numbers in the second half.
Yeah,
so
well, I saw more of the second half of that game. And in the third quarter when they went bang against the Bulldogs, he had a sequence of clearances in the center from goals, and they were kicking a lot of them. I think they kicked seven, didn't they, Bill? Unanswered or seven. Where he just was unbeatable. And even if he nullified the rucking contest with Roughhead, he cleared it himself if he hadn't got it to a team.
So there is the, you know, the meat and veg, I guess, of ruckman, and he's exceptional at that rucking craft. But what I loved, Fat, was he going back in the hole
and clunking
it, and not like not two or three grabbing either, just bang, and then just distributing it out, which is what I think ruckman can have a real impact in doing if they're good enough. Got me buggered how most of them don't.
No, I know.
When you're 18 foot, how can you not mark a footy?
Yeah.
But he is exceptional. So he well is. Done to you, Fat.
And
you're on it very early.
Absolutely. And I'm glad Jim raised that, Bill, because we and I discussed that off air, and you were the first to go with that.
Yeah, you were. I don't know if I was. No. But when you watched him, he dominated. And he used to mark and take marks. And that's what got me, because a lot of ruckmen, as you said, don't take marks, which is
so we moved from that to my nephew, who is in exceptional form. But surely no one's got an issue with low five with Razor.
No.
I mean, that's just fun, isn't it? Yeah. We can't have an issue with that.
No, I didn't have an issue with the context of that. And for those who don't know what you're talking about, Jimmy, he had a kick of the football,
deliberate,
which looked very much to me to be deliberate out of bounds. And the umpire, Ray Chamberlain, chose not to play it.
Yep.
And Angus, I think, realised he should have been pinged and just gave a little, as you say, low five on the way through. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. Just on his form, Jim, you were big at the start of the year, how he was in the VFL, and then when he got a chance in AFL, he was being used as a forward.
Played, I thought, horribly out of position for the first 6 to 8 weeks. Couldn't believe it.
Well, we've seen what's happened in the past 8 to 9 to 10 weeks.
Because, as I said on this show, probably with you here, Purple, he came out of his mother's womb as an inside mid. He's not a wingman, he's not a defender, he's not a deep forward, he's an inside midfielder. So for all that time, I just kept looking at it going, what are you doing with this bloke? You know, now, probably because of the injuries to Viney and a few others, he's playing in the place on the ground where he should be. And apparently, I didn't see the second half. He was brilliant. So, well, good. About time.
Him and Oliver, don't they just love Maxi Gawn? Just bang and
nice.
Away.
Where do you want it?
Off to the market.
Where do you want it?
GWS threw the result curveball into that finals mix, didn't they? Because it's really stuffed up the chances of some other teams around them on the ladder, and they've got themselves nicely into a good position now. They've got just a slight buffer on the teams out of it. They've got the two premiership points clear, which they gained, Bill, by that draw they had with St Kilda earlier in the season. But I love what they've done the past 6 weeks, and when you see Toby Green come back into that team and inject the presence and the swagger that he's got, and it's been well established, hasn't it, long before the weekend just gone, but to do what he did first up from basically 10 weeks out, kick the two goals, have the wherewithal, Bill, to seize that moment late when he took that mark, and I reckon in that moment, 8 out of 10 footballers, the way they're kicking these days, would have missed that. He just said, no, I'm not passing this off. I'm going to kick it from 45 on the
angle. With their talent, Purple, we need them in the finals, I think. It would be a great shame if they missed. You look at that group of midfielders they have.
Shield,
Whitfield, Coniglio, and then you've got, of course, Cal Ward, who's unbelievably good. And now you've got Taranto and Hopper and
he's
these kids.
He's really well.
I mean, you want this team playing in finals,
They're so good to watch in a year where it's been few and far between the regular good games. They've been as good as any team.
Before we finish on them, Bill,
I
love this kid, Sam Taylor, too.
You caught him during the game.
He's got real presence. It's only his sixth game. He's going to be a beauty.
He is. Cameron, he had 4 weeks, didn't he? What's
He got five, and he's still got two to go.
So he's two out. Scully, play again?
Just not hearing the absolute best things about him at the moment. It's possible he's still yet. Well, he hasn't got a return date yet, and we know he's been out for a long time already.
And Deledio is the other one who played. Deledio
is available. He's got through a kneeful game and got plenty of it. So it's just whether he needs more match fitness. But he's right to go. And you mentioned those midfielders, Jim. Someone who's had a good year in the context where he's been the past 4 years is Ryan Griffin as well.
And he's not even in there, really, is he? He's more coming off half back.
But the body's good again, isn't it? And he's back to where he was in those good years at the Bulldogs.
I loved what Sydney did yesterday with all of the players they couldn't select. One of the great games, by the way.
Yeah.
It was just a cracking game from start to finish. Well done to North, who I thought were really good. But Sydney to come back from where they were in that last quarter with no Kennedy, obviously, and with 1,000 games
out,
coming
Jack
out of their team, Grundy coming out, just talks volumes to what that club stands for. They are fantastic.
It did. Isaac Keeney was extraordinary, wasn't he? All game, and that's what he's doing as a young footballer. But he did what he had to do, kicked the three goals only.
But Taz had hold of him beautifully.
Yeah, but the long 60-metre set shot that got them back on, and then the next ball in from that clearance again went his way, another goal. Ronk, 5 goals, and now he's kicked a 7 and a 5, Bill, in his first full season of footy, and loving what he's doing. And like what is happening down the North forward line with Majak Dawe being used as cover for Ben Brown on the absence of Jared Waite and Mason Wood latterly. So it's good for him, Majak, isn't it? Because this year was his way back into the game. And everyone thought, well, as a backman, he can see the ball coming in. And he's had really good effect this year.
Well.
But to now do it 2 weeks in a row, because he was moved within that game the previous week, wasn't he, forward? And also had the impact. I like what we're seeing with him.
Zeebel was fantastic.
Zeebel, mate.
Zeebel's good.
But, Madge, the thing about him, Bill, I remember watching you and the great Gary Ablett, and the thing that was amazing about Ablett was when the footy was coming in and he was coming at it, the noise was, before it even arrived at Gaz, you heard this ridiculous, that was happening yesterday.
Was it? Yeah.
When Madge was coming at the footy, this noise, because, and the matchup with Aaliyah was just exuberant athleticism and a love of the game and just enjoyment of playing. It was, I loved it.
And I loved how the way Aaliyah went forward and stationed himself forward on the back of John Longmire telling him to get down there, but then having the courage to kick the kick the last goal, because he hadn't kicked one in his life, Bill,
at
senior
level,
and then he kicks the match winner.
That's a win
in a great game.
For football, the world, whatever. That was fantastic.
Cam Rayner, we got to talk about.
Yeah, we talked about
Brisbane. Number one overall, Bill.
McCluggage.
But you still got to get your shite together.
You do.
And this young man has taken a little bit of time, but he's the highlight reel from the weekend. You see why he was taken number one and just great.
And talking about guys kicking goals to win games, that last goal, that long goal that he kicked in that last quarter, now that was a stage we've seen 100 times before or thereabouts, haven't we, at Launceston Oval, where the Hawks are nicely positioned on the scoreboard. We know what happens from that moment onwards, and yet we didn't know on that occasion, because Brisbane Lions did to them what they normally often do to others.
Four goals to one behind they kicked in that last quarter.
Couldn't have picked that, could you?
And, mate, the kids with McCluggage, he can, obviously, good player, Rainer. Berry Witherden, he's been good this year for the whole year. They were very, very good. Even Plugs.
No, very good. Josh Walker. Plugs Walker.
Plugs Walker was magnificent.
And just as we go to the break, we need to acknowledge also Adelaide, I reckon, Purple.
Yeah.
When you get your best players back, guess what?
Funny what happens.
They start playing better.
Yeah. That's right.
It's no secret to it.
And all Sloan is a star.
No doubt.
Nothing special about him. He's not big.
Legitimate star.
But a genuine star.
All right. Now, the other side of things, Bill.
Oh, yes. That's what we like. Old half-empty Barrett.
More demo next. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. For Coat Tire, Damien Barrett's in the studio.
All right, we've got through the good stuff, and there was plenty of it. The footy's got better. We need to acknowledge that.
Footy's
back. A few more good stuff bits.
Oh, hello.
Trying to be a glass half full
good
today, Bill.
I just want
to acknowledge Darcy Moore's return, Bill.
How'd he go?
I thought he was all right. Yeah, look, didn't get a lot of it. Never does. But slotting back into the back line, Jim.
Nice.
He's not going to replace Lyndon Dunn per se, but he's going to take the spot vacated by Lyndon Dunn, and he's going to get a chance to have a crack at it. He's going to have a chance at a team that finishes round 17 still in third spot. He could still have a very big impact on this year. He's still got the bigger picture question to answer. Does he stay at Collingwood or go to the Sydney Swans or elsewhere? But importantly now, he's back. He's got through a game of AFL, and he's got a chance. There's a spot in the team for him, and he's going to have a chance to make an impact. I've been critical, as I said before, Bill, of Brisbane Lions, and you've been trying to convince me for some time. I've also been critical of St Kilda, but again, when they start winning form regularly, as they've now done the Saints, again, you question the opposition each
three
time, but at least they've got their act together again, and it's coincided with Jack Billings' return to significant form. Got dropped for round 12, and when you line up what he had done in rounds 1 to 11 with what he's done since he returned in round 13, just chalk and cheese. 19 disposals before and now 26 since. Inside 50s, Bill, only had the 3, and now he's got 7. This is an average for the last 4 games. And clearances, 0.3 a game for the first 11 games and then 2 a game thereafter.
Just
so
needed urgency, Jackie boy. I love Jack. I've known him for years. He's one of Luke McDonald's best mates. He's a ripper kid. Just needs an injection of urgency, Bill, because if you're going to succeed at that level, it's got to mean a bit more to you than it looked like it meant to Jack earlier. Well, while we're still finishing,
a good thing.
Yeah, probably
and
not
that
bad.
Happened, Angus, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. A bloody oath it did. Yeah, yeah. Hey, the other one we need to have a look, well done to is Luke Davies-Uniac, who was a late inclusion when Ben Jacobs came out and played really well, I thought. He's battled a bit too, was a very high draft pick, has spent a fair bit of time in the VFL, but I liked what he brought to the table. More of that. For a player as good as he is.
Yes, still has the massive raps on him. Okay, on the other side of the equation, we'll just start with Collingwood, just because they lost the game. But obviously when Mason Cox is not available, Bill, and we wouldn't have been saying this after round one this year, would we, when they lost in that very opening game and he had a shocker, that he's so crucial now to what they're doing. He obviously was a late withdrawal yesterday, and as he had done in recent weeks, he had been going back into the back line at times, key times, just to man up and take the big clunk.
Yes, nice.
Wasn't there to do that yesterday, and obviously when Kennedy and Darling come back into that Eagles team as they did and kick the 3 goals each, that was an issue for them. And again, he also wasn't in the Collingwood forward line where Hearn and McGovern did what they so often do too, and that is take those intercept marks.
But if you can shut down with Treloar out, shut down Steele, side bottom, or Pendlebury, that also gets you a long
way. And Hutchings has done that before, hasn't he? He had a good year when they made the grand final back in 2015. He's back to that type of shutdown role this year.
It becomes a big game now, Saturday, North Melbourne, Collingwood.
It's a big game. Yeah.
Maggie's got to win that.
And North do too. Again, nothing lost with credibility in what happened with the Swans yesterday, but it's pushed them out of the eight, and they're sitting ninth now. So, big game. But yeah, Collingwood, if they get Mason Cox back, I think it's okay. And if they don't, who knows?
What was he out with?
It was a general soreness issue, is what they said.
Well, like old Rubbish Binny.
Oh, Rubbish Binny.
Remember Rubbish missed the One Day International with general soreness?
General. That was the first of the general soreness. It was back then.
Roger Binny.
Cats, Bill, I'm no wiser as to where your boys are at. Are you any wiser?
You know what? You cannot get any more out of Dangerfield, Selwood, Mitchie Duncan, all that. So it's up to the boys. When the youngsters play well, like they did the week before, they beat Sydney.
Is it too simple to say it's the bottom six that determine this club's fortunes?
Yes, that's it. It's up to the youngsters. If they play well, the Cats are going to go well because you know the top end are going to go right. So that's where it comes down. And they weren't good enough on the weekend. But speaking about big games, Geelong Melbourne down at GMHBA on Saturday night.
You'll find that'll be beautifully called too.
Under lights. And then, Sunday Footy Show might just give it a miss this week. But under lights Saturday night, the lights will be out. But that will be a big game because 2 years ago we spoke about this. One gentleman in particular stood up, Maxi Gawn, and dominated. And they have a good record down there, Melbourne.
Tell us what else.
Western Bulldogs, look, they're just getting through, aren't they? They've held together relatively well, but with the spate of injuries that they've had, and teams are getting them now after half time, as Melbourne did on the weekend. They've probably, Jim, I reckon, seen enough and developed enough this year to give it partially a tick. It won't be what they stand for, obviously, given it's going to be a second consecutive year of non-finals after winning a premiership, but as much as I've been critical of them, I reckon in the past 6 to 8 weeks, they've just got a little bit out of what they've done by way of introduction of certain people. Gold Coast continues to be a massive worry, as does Carlton, but we've said it all before about them, and I don't think there's too much to add on what we've seen on the weekend that changes where both of those footy clubs are going and headed, and there's problems on both fronts for an AFL administration as well.
Yeah, what do they do? Do they bring priority picks in for them at the start of the second round or anything like that?
Yeah, that's what I do believe will happen, and I'm pretty much convinced that that's what the AFL is doing behind the scenes, Jim. They're not going to trumpet this before it gets to that point where they need to announce it, but it won't be early in the draft. It'll be, under my estimations, a back end of first round. So in Carlton's instance, they'll get their pick one, which they've got on the ladder, Bill, and then once every club's had a crack, they'll then get the next pick
20 or whatever.
Pick 19 and 20, the one they've got by way of finishing last and one around that as well. And I reckon the Gold Coast will probably get
Carlton will take that?
Yeah, they'll take pick one and they'll take the priority for if it's offered to them. Again, that's still yet to be nutted out by the commission, but I'd be surprised if they didn't get it offered.
I don't mind that purple. I said for a long time in a previous life as an administrator, the first round of the draft has to be sacrosanct.
Yeah, you're big on that.
You cannot allow anyone to have any access to that. But once that's finished, if you're going to try and help clubs, then that's the right place to do it.
Yeah, and I've actually coming around to even the priority pick itself. I was so against it even recently, but I think this club needs help, and provided it's not in the
not
first round.
Not in the first round, that's fine.
Time now for Damo's Bus.
Well, it's been pretty much at the Gold Coast most of the year. It's going to stay there, as that one at Carlton has been for all the year too. So
they've got a lot of grass that's underneath the bus. We've got to mow. It's just stuck there too long.
Yeah, it's overgrown. Up into the engine as well.
Into the engine, right.
So that's where they are this week.
Just leaving them at the bottom too.
They're just leaving them there. We've got two at Carlton and one on the coast.
Jeez. Good to see you, Purple. Wednesday midweek, Rob.
See you then.
Nice.
That was Damo's recovery session. Co-Tire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or cotire.com.au.